It's that time of year. The Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results are out. The survey is designed to take the pulse of employee satisfaction with their jobs, their supervisors, and their work environments. This year, federal employees are feeling about the same as they did last year. The Office of Personnel Management says that's actually a good thing. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco joins me now to break down the latest results. And Nicole, let's start with the highlights. How did agencies do overall in engagement?
Well, across government, the engagement index stood at about 68% in 2019, and that was exactly the same as it was in 2018. And, you know, like you mentioned, Tom, OPM actually sees this as a pleasant surprise. And I was pleasantly surprised that they admitted it was a pleasant surprise because, you know, they specifically mentioned that with the government shutdown, with, you know, the typical budget constraints that we're really seeing year after year, they didn't mention reorganizations and other initiatives. But with all of that in mind, people are feeling about the same as they were last year. And so they called that actually a good win.
And that's including the changes to personnel policy that the administration has been trying to impose, discipline times and telework and a lot of other policies people were used to. So it's kind of revealing that OPM is surprised because they must know that in some ways what the administration was trying to do could be detrimental to that sense of engagement.
I think you're right, and we'll get to some of the performance issues later, I think, as we break down some of the survey results more closely. But I would also say that there really wasn't a large window of time, for example, the executive orders to be in full force and the time that the survey was administered. In fact, those two timelines don't match up yet this year. So I think we'll have to look to 2020 to see maybe how some of those particular changes maybe fare in this survey.
Now, OPM added a couple of new questions this year concerning the government shutdown, that 35-day affair that ended earlier this year. What does that data say?
So OPM added these questions because agencies wanted them to add these questions. And I think it was interesting. We spoke with Kim Wells. She is the acting director of OPM's Office of Strategy and Innovation. Her group is in charge of implementing this survey and really splicing and dicing all the data associated with it. And she said that when they heard that agencies wanted these questions to be added, she thought it was a great idea because she thought back to 2013 and 2014 when we had the shutdown, we had sequestration, and those were really low years for government employee engagement. And she said, well, we always assumed that it was because of the shutdown, but they really didn't have any data to justify it. So they wanted to add these questions as a hopeful goal to be able to understand some of the impacts more closely. Now, all of these questions went out to every single federal employee that was eligible to take this survey. So that included the employees who, for example, worked for DOD, weren't impacted by the shutdown. VA weren't impacted by the shutdown. So take these numbers, I think, with a grain of salt. But 54% of respondents who took the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey said they weren't impacted at all by the shutdown. 18% said no work, no pay during the shutdown. 17% said they worked throughout the entire shutdown, no pay until afterward. 7% said they worked some and weren't paid until after the shutdown, which I think is interesting because we did see all of those agencies start to recall some of their employees as it dragged on and on and on. Delayed work and reduced customer service, those were the biggest impacts that employees saw from the shutdown. And this was also a very interesting question. OPM asked whether employees were looking for other work because of this government shutdown. Just 2% said they were, specifically because of the shutdown. 8% said they were looking, but the shutdown wasn't the only reason. And 20% said they were looking, but the shutdown had no influence. That brings it to about 71% total who say, I'm not looking at all.
We're speaking with Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco, and I think those numbers are really interesting because sometimes the loudest voices in the market that purport to be an analysis of the federal workforce and interpreting what's going on were way off the mark.
That's true. And I think you also were about to bring up a point that I was thinking of, which is often the people who are the least happy are often rushing to share their insights and thoughts about how things are on surveys. And you don't really see that here either. So, you know, I think all things considered, the shutdown really didn't make a ton of difference, I think, in these survey results.
And one of the big factors affecting how people feel about the work environment is, especially on the part of the good people, is how effectively the agency deals with what they perceive to be the poor people. And those scores went up slightly, a little bit, that employees feel that the agencies do deal effectively with poor performers.
We saw some very slight increases on a lot of these questions, and OPM says that often it's performance management and your opportunities for training or just other work improvements that are the biggest ties to employee engagement. So one question that we'll hear a lot about, I think, in the future, especially as the Trump administration continues to try to make changes on this front, is pay raises depend on how well employees perform their jobs. 28% agreed with that. It's up from actually 26% the previous year. Steps are taken to deal with a poor performer in my work unit who can't or won't improve. 34% agreed with that, up from 32% the previous year. Differences in performance are recognized in a meaningful way. 39%, up from 38% the previous year.
So 1-2%, are those considered by the survey purveyors to be statistically significant?
I didn't get a specific sense about these particular questions, but OPM says small differences in surveys that, frankly, survey, you know, over a million people. Now, not over a million people responded, but surveys that try to get after opinions from a large group of people, if you do see small little increases, they say that that shows a big difference.
Yeah, the bigger the sample, the bigger the, I guess, reliance you can have on small variations. I always like to see surveys where they went after 20 people and talked about 37% did this and 54% did that. It has no meaning. How many people did participate this year?
About 42 to 43% of the federal workforce responded. It's 615,295 employees total.
That's a big base.
It is a big base. And it actually improved from the previous year when just about 40% of the workforce took this survey. And OPM says participation is key to this. The more people you get to respond, the more insightful often the results are.
Yeah, so a 1% change in participation is really big. I mean, people forget that 1% of a million is 10,000. So it is big numbers.
And one thing I do want to bring up, Tom, it is a census survey, not a sample. Previously, OPM did just do a random sample of the federal workforce, asked them to fill out this survey. They're pretty much sending it to everyone now.
Sure. And a final question. OPM did spend a lot of time focusing on performance management. Did that yield any insights in the viewpoint survey this year?
So OPM asked a new question this year, which I thought was extremely interesting. So they started off with a question that they have previously asked, which is federal employees believe their agencies take steps to deal with a poor performer who can't or won't improve. 34% agreed with that. It's up a little bit from the previous year. As a follow-up, and this is the new question, OPM basically asked employees to lend their opinion about the steps that agencies were taking to manage those poor performers. A clear majority on this one, 56% of respondents said poor performers continue to remain in their work units and they continue to underperform. 17% say they stay in the work unit and they actually do see some improvements. Then there's 8% who say they're removed or transferred, and just 2% who say they quit or are fired, essentially. So I think that's a really interesting question, and OPM will likely continue to ask that one. And I think they're going to use these results to continue to further the same sort of policy initiatives that they've been pushing out over the past year.
Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Check out her story at federalnewsnetwork.com.